The World Series starts tonight.
How about that?
Yeah, World Series baseball tonight. It's the Phillies and the Astros. It does feel like an old National League Championship Series. I am the guy who still has a hard time getting used to the fact the Astros are in the American League. I know they've been there for about 10 years. I don't even know how long. But I'm also still not comfortable with the Brewers in the National League.
Yeah.
I don't really know why we did that, but we did. And I guess that's fine. I mean, I don't make those decisions, but we've had teams change leagues before.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting World Series. You have on one side the number one seed in the Astros, and on the other side, the number six seed.
I'm excited.
In the Phillies. And the Phillies have been the talk of baseball. So let's talk World Series baseball with our friend Elliot Johnson, former big leaguer. I'm going to ask you about I want you to think about this. I'm not going to ask you yet. Well, I guess I'm asking you, but I don't want your answer yet. I want to know who your favorite manager was to play for. But let me just hang on to that. Let's get to this. The layoff. It seems like we haven't watched the Phillies play in forever. How much does that impact the team that has gotten on a roll here in the postseason and has lost, what, twice? How much does it impact them?
I think it impacts your offense a lot more than your pitching because, you know, if your pitching is tired, it certainly helps tremendously to have more time off. So it's give and take. I think offensively, though, when you're locked in, you want to play again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's when you're not feeling too good, you can take a break and probably feel a little bit better mentally. But offensively, I think you do lose just a touch of your timing. So I think that's probably the only impact that we'll see. But, you know, I think we've seen in the past where guys can be hot going into the All-Star break and then come out of it just as hot. And we've seen guys come into the All-Star break cold, get hot. I mean, it's baseball, so you never really know exactly what's going to happen. All that we know is once game one starts, none of that stuff really matters, and you got to figure out a way to win four games, and that's all that matters.
Right. So I think the answer is we'll see, right? Because anything can happen. But the Phillies got here. They got really good starting pitching. Zach Wheeler pitched well. Aaron Nola pitched well. Their bullpen actually came through and pitched surprisingly well. They didn't screw up too much defensively, which has been their problem. But the real reason why the Phillies are here is because they brought the lumber. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, those guys were just awesome in this series. And a couple of those guys have some World Series pedigree in Harper. And, I mean, yeah, Schwarber does too. So, you ever see anything like Schwarber's home run?
Yeah, I mean, a few times, but I mean, not on the scene, you know, against Yu Darvish. Holy cow, that ball was mashed. But remember, Bryce left the year before the Nationals.
Oh, that's right. They won a World Series without him. That must have stung.
Think about it this way, though. I mean, I think the owner came up to him after that and said, somehow you're underpaid when we're paying you $330 million. And you can quantify that, and he's probably right. But that home run was as big as any hit in history. If they end up winning it, then you can go ahead and count on that swing being part of Phillies folklore for forever.
Yeah, the Phillies don't have a lot of folklore, by the way. Most of the folklore has been written by Chase Utley, I think.
Very good. Well, I mean, if you go back even earlier, I think, Curt Schilling was a part of that team in, what, 91? If that's right?
90, going, yeah. I don't know what it was.
That, you know, so, I mean, we're going back way back, you know. But I think the Phillies, I think the watching the intensity of the fan base and seeing how they crave a winner, they need a winner, you know, and there's such a loyal fan base, kind of like when we're talking Mets baseball with you love them so much you hate them, right? And so if you talk to any real fan, that's kind of the way that the Phillies fans, you meet them, you talk to right. them, and I have a neighbor that, you know, there's really nothing good to say until there's something really good to say.
Well, true fans recognize the flaws more quick. I think much more quickly than other people. I've always recognized the flaws of that particular Mets team, this particular Mets team. The Phillies, we knew going in, defense was going to be an issue, but it hasn't been that big a problem for them. And I think San Diego might have scored a couple of unearned runs in that series, but they didn't lose any games because they couldn't catch or throw the ball. But they're not a great defensive team. And the bullpen, I think you and I talked about this. I think the bullpens are the biggest reasons why teams win in the postseason. Who would you give the edge to?
Of course, the Astros. The Astros, I mean, they've got Ryan Stanek back there. I mean, he's hardly even pitched. I think he throws 100. They've got so many weapons. They've got so many guys. Presley's been almost unhittable. But, you know, the bullpen's only relevant when they become relevant. I mean, if Verlander pitches as well as he probably can, you know, they may not be in a position to where they want to pull him out. So, I mean, if he ends up going 8 or 9, how relevant is the bullpen at that point?
Well, not in this game, but I bet for the balance of the series it will be.
Oh, well, sure. But, I mean, the Astros have been absolutely dominant. I mean, they've barely broken a sweat, for goodness sake. So, you know, I think the Phillies are hot. I think they're going to obviously lean on a lot of their lefty neutralizers for Harper, for Schwarber. We'll see exactly how it plays out. Of course, I'm rooting for the Phillies, as you didn't even ask that. But the Astros, they're really, really good. It's going to be tough for them. It's going to be tough for the Phillies to beat them, but obviously I'm rooting for them.
See, here's the thing. I think I share your overall sentiment about the Astros, who sort of got to the peak by cheating, right? The whole banging on the trash can scandal. But there's something different, and maybe it's because, and I've never been a huge Dusty Baker fan, but
Lady Lunchington presents Sandwichisms.
There is no such thing as a free lunch, but you absolutely deserve a free lunch hour. Better make it count with a grilled cheese that pays in tasty stacks of Kraft Singles.
This has been another Sandwichism by Lady Lunchington, world's only certified lunch coach. Sandwich more at LadyLunchington.com.
Here's a guy who has basically been a winner everywhere he's gone as a manager and was brought here to add some stability and kind of clean up a mess that was left behind. And he did a very good job, has done a very good job. He's been Dusty Baker. He just hasn't been able to win this particular series. Is there anything different about Dusty, or is he the same guy?
Same guy. His team's better. You know, and obviously growing up a Cubs fan, we remember Dusty in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I played with plenty of guys that played with him when he was in Washington. You know, he's been around for forever. Everybody knows who he is, what he's about. He is probably the right guy for the job, but I mean, you could probably plug in just about anybody for that job, especially given how much the front office steer things anymore, Adam. And, you know, Jim Click being in charge of that organization, the team was already really, really good.
Yep.
He just happened to jump on when there was that controversy. And obviously the previous GM got run out of town effectively. So it couldn't have been a better situation for all that. Not to say that Jim Click isn't brilliant. He is. He's a really smart guy. And it's not to say that Dusty isn't a good manager. He is. But the team was already in really good place. Right. The organization is already in really good shape. But they're going to be good for a long time. I'm just glad it's not Astros against Dodgers again. So we can root for help. But it is nice to have the Phillies in there. It's nice that the new setup rewarded a team to get in there. I think that was obviously beneficial. And then, you know, obviously the one seeds are crying and complaining about it other than the Astros. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, for the most part, those top seeds get an advantage. But I think it's always good, like when the Nationals come in and win, when these wild card teams come in and win. I think it's better for baseball and it's better for the parity in the game.
Yeah, I think it's baseball. I mean, I always say this. The worst team in the league, pretty much, is going to win 60 times. So you can win any day you go to the ballpark. You have a chance to win. It doesn't make a difference how good the other team is. The margins of baseball are just so slim. It's a call. It's a ball strike call that goes the other way. It's a blue. You don't even have to hit the ball hard. And you can score a bunch of runs, as we've already seen in this series. Do you think the Astros have played their best baseball yet? I know they're 7-0. But it doesn't seem like they have really clicked just yet.
It seems like offensively they've been fairly quiet. You know, Bregman's done okay. Mm-hmm. On Alvarez, though. I mean, really, it's been his show.
Yeah.
That guy's unbelievable.
And Pena.
Pena's been outstanding. I think really because they have so many guys there, I think they've kind of, I think Pena's kind of gotten slept on a little bit because he's getting some pretty good pitches in the zone and he's making them pay. I mean, he's hitting a bunch of home runs. So he's been really, really good and kind of an a testament to the front office there for not retaining Correa, knowing that they could pivot. I mean, he was unproven and they believed in him and he's proven him right so far. So I think that they've got plenty of guys that can do really, really well, obviously. But they haven't really needed to score because their pitching has been so good out.
Yeah. Four out of the last 5 years, they've won at least 100 games. A couple of years ago, they let George Springer walk. He was the first player that started the rebuild of the Astros. And last year, they let Correa walk, and they have not missed a beat. All right, back to the initial question. Best manager you ever played for and why, Elliot Johnson?
Joe Maddon, easy answer. Joe, you know, I think one of the secret sauces we had with the Rays was the guys got so much more comfortable, so much quicker. Some of that old school nonsense of Rook, stay in your lane and, you know, be heard was out the window because, you know, we relied so heavily on rookies that we needed them to compete. We needed them to excel all the time. So our first thing that we would do with initiation really was to let them know how grateful we were to have them there, how appreciative we were of their skills, and let them understand that they are every bit as good as anybody else that could be there at any given moment. So I think we just had a better culture overall than everybody else because, you know, if you go to the Yankees, most of those guys are, you know, they're aging, obviously, and it's rookie place, and we don't really need you as much as you think. So, but what we realized with Tampa was all the time, and really it comes from Joe because he set the culture, was, look, we want to welcome these guys and make them feel comfortable as quickly as possible because they could help us win today, and that's what we need. So I think Joe setting that tone early on was easily the biggest impression. But all the guys that I played were pretty good. Tito's a great manager. I don't know how many years he has left, but while he's there, he obviously does a great job of setting culture as well.
No question about it. I don't know if you saw Chris Russo's rant about the Dodgers possibly going after Judge, and he was blasting the Dodgers for going out and buying players as though Christopher Russo hasn't been in New York for the last 30 years complaining about that. I just found that whole thing funny. What do you think the ultimate number is, the big number for Aaron Judge?
So he's already,
he'll be 31 in April.
He's already fairly old for these types of deals. I think it starts with a three, Adam. I think it won't be too far out of the realm for him, given how good, I mean, he just beat Maris's record, which would have been a bigger deal. I don't want to ruin the segment here, but you know, we could talk about that another time, Adam. Right. But breaking Maris's record was such a big deal. He had such a great year. Without him, the Yankees wouldn't have been in that position. So I know his postseason wasn't what the Yankees fans wanted him to do.
Yeah.
But he's still probably going to get close to $40 million a year AAV, and he'll probably approach 8 years. So don't think that it's too far out of the realm for him to get 8 for 32. It wouldn't surprise me.
I think the number is probably around 350.
Wow.
Total number around 350, because I think somebody's going to give him 10.
I think opt-outs and think of the, you know, there's potential teams that might offer him deferrals. You know, there's so many different things. And then every California team has to offer him more money because the state income tax there is so much more expensive.
49ers. The Giants already said they will not be outbid. Elliot Johnson, you should have been Aaron Judge. But then we would never talk. So I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it. Elliot Johnson.
It's Macy's one-day sale with great deals of the day, like 30 to 50% off boots and shoes she'll love, 50 to 60% off cozy pajamas for the whole family, and 50 to 60% off holiday dining and entertaining essentials. Plus, Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days, going on now at Macy's and Market by Macy's. See Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.